This is Gary.
This is Cole.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Banshee.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These things loathe all living things. The most interesting thing about the Banshee is, like, one is, like, this is what happens to an evil female elf. And it says this is a rare thing. Like, why? But then also, anywhere they hang out within 5 miles becomes a desolate wasteland.
Yes, they're like
five
whole miles. Well, no, they're very fastidious gardeners. They pick an estate and they go and, you know, they cut down all the trees and things they don't like, and that just kind of leaves gnarls Barkley CDs, gnarled trees, and then crazy. Like thorns. It's crazy. Like, they're just all over the place.
Yeah. I remember when this Banshee lost its mind.
And they don't have to be old. They retain the image of their former selves. So yeah. Like, you could have just like a rockin' teenage elf babe, or whatever their equivalent is, you know, just like a punk teen. You know, it's like that would totally fit. Have her go.
They missed a real opportunity not to talk about, like, little kid banshees. Because that's the adventure hook here. That's the one thing that we're here to provide you with, is cool adventure hooks.
Oh, definitely.
Is this idea of, like, a little, because I mean, you get a little Red Queenie from, like, Resident Evil, you know, like, yes, I've done a very bad thing. Like, you wouldn't want that, but just the idea of, like, a kid who has this desire to kill all living things but still has, like, weird little kid, like, precociousness,
mm-hmm.
Would be really great.
Yeah, and kids love screaming anyway.
They 100% do. That's all they do. Kids are already banshees. Like, we get banshees. We have banshees.
Yeah, you know, they scream. They end people's lives.
Plane, like, every time. Oh yeah, man. Lightning crashes, dude. Like, it happens all the time. It's like the little kid's wail just, like, killed everyone in that maternity ward.
And just everybody hits the deck.
Yeah, everyone's placenta falls to the floor.
Let the afterbirth hit the floor. what I also like, and what I kind of don't get, is they can scream to kill you once per day, but they just kind of continuously scream is the thing.
They have, like, business screams and pleasure screams. And they're always doing pleasure screams, but when they put on the, you know, the tie, it's like business scream time.
No, they have a pager, and you're like, fuck, I'm on call. There's a knight wandering into my, you know, twisted CeeLo paved warren. So
yes.
Okay, there we go. And then now I'm gonna go back to this.
They super scream, and it's an instant death scream, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because this is another thing that we're going to learn about the second edition of Monster Manual, is that it is full of dumb instant death attacks.
Yeah.
And that if you're a good dungeon master, you'll avoid.
Yeah.
Because they suck.
Or take them down a peg. Like, I like the idea of you're going to run away for 10 rounds, which that translates to what? 100 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So something like that. I can't remember the round and turn thing. I think a turn is a minute.
Oh, wow.
And a round is 6 seconds, but it might be 10 seconds.
Yeah. And you also have a 50% chance of dropping.
Yeah, of your item. And then the Banshee just, like, picks up your flail and screams at it, I guess.
Yep. Picks up. Oh, no. Why did I carry this magic megaphone? This all of Neverwinter just falls to the ground.
Just one side of it. It's like Black Bolt.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.